This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
It was cover two, miscommunication with me and Durham, and you know I take full responsibility for that.
Four touchdown pass, some big plays, some both ways, really.
I think the margin for error is slim in this league. That's kind of what Flo's been telling us this entire week. And, you know, I think we had many opportunities, to get good drives going. We just didn't make use of those opportunities, you know, that the defense gave us.
What was the week like for you? Obviously, there's a lot swirling around out there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a normal week for me. I approach this game the same way I approach any other game. So,
about trade rumors, that doesn't necessarily seem like a normal week, even though it's kind of been consistent all season.
Yeah, I would say it still is a normal week. The only thing is, I really respect and appreciate his transparency, with where he's at with that. But within our conversations, I like to keep those private too, so.
But you're human. Isn't it challenging, tough to block that out?
Not necessarily. Kind of how I answered Omar's question. I respect, what Flo does, and, he's transparent. He sits me down. He tells me what's going on. He has, conversations with Greer, and he kind of keeps me in the loop with all of those things. I hear it, but I'm not really focused on that. So
there also was a challenging moment in the game when you guys got the takeaway, then you had the interception where you yourself and the team could have gotten down, and yet you didn't. You brought them back and had the lead. How challenging was it to go through that period? And how are you able to bring the team back?
I think it's challenging, for any team to be down by two touchdowns and, having to rally the troops to go back out there and, continue to fight their butts off and continue to play. We had a lot of time in the fourth quarter. Obviously, that second interception wasn't what we wanted off of an interception that the defense gave us. But I think that's just – the testament to the kind of guys we have in the locker room, grit, fight, and finish. So.
There were several key scrambles today. One late in the game where you actually broke a tackle and gained the first down. If you recall that run, I'm wondering what was going through your mind on that particular play.
I was just trying to get a first down on that. We had Albert Wilson also open on that play. I couldn't see him, so I try to maneuver my way throughout the pocket. I think the O-line did a really good job today. I was able to step up, make some plays with my feet, and also make some plays, on the run, throwing the ball too. So
you guys last season had a lot of magic mojo, ability to finish games. This season that just has not been the case. How do you get back to that?
Well, I think, what we got to do is continue to work. I don't see any other way that you look at that. I don't think there's a secret recipe for, wins. It's just the margin for error is slim, and my two turnovers, the amount of penalties that we've had in this game, that just doesn't do it. So we just got to continue to work on those things and, move on from that.
Your progression, your growth since coming to the NFL, and what do you feel like you still need to work on to improve and have success?
Well, being a second year, player, like I've said before, I wish I knew the things I knew when I was a rookie. And, my second year, I know a lot more, but I'm continuing to learn. And, this is just an opportunity for us to come in tomorrow to work. And, learn from the mistakes that we made today.
How do you of making sure that guys are keeping their head up, but also letting them know, hey, I feel your pain. I want to win too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's here for a reason. Everyone, you know, they're all professional. They're all really good at their position. But yeah, you know, I would say we just got to continue to work. It's tough right now, but you know, we got to learn from a lot of the mistakes that we made today.
It looked like you and Dan had some words before the game clock showed. Was it of an encouragement words to you or support, or can you share any of?
Yeah, it's always support from Dan. And then, you know, there's just other things, you know, that we've kind of talked about that, you know, I want to keep private. So, yeah.
Last question.
Are you upset over all this trade talk, or you say, I'm a pro, this stuff happens sometimes?
Well, I hear it. You know, I do hear it. The thing is, I just don't listen to it. You know, that's the thing. But yeah, that's that.